Pardon me, everyone. This is the operator. Just need to inform you that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time, and you may begin.
Thank you so much, Laurie. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the Policy and Implementation Subteam meeting on the 28th of October 2013. On the call today, we have Holly Reich, Michael Graham, Olivier Kwame, and Cheryl Langdonald. We have an apology from Marika Koenig, and from staff, we have Marin Wong and myself, Nancy Perrigan. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Michael.
Okay, just so I'm clear, do we have Amar on and Alan?
No, Alan is on a cloud call at the moment, and I have received no notification from Amar.
Okay. Well, hopefully they'll be able to join us, but certainly what we produce today we will send out. Good morning, good afternoon. Just got off on a leadership phone call, so there are a couple of things going on. For those who were not able to make the regular work group telephone call 2 weeks ago, so that you know, one of the first things that we suggested that be carried out is being carried out, and that is that a subteam has been formed that is exploring and preparing some draft definitions of terms to present and then to be discussed headed into the Buenos Aires meeting, which is to the good. That will be discussed as well on the full group call on Wednesday. And I am a member of that that work group. I haven't picked which term I should try to define yet, but we're looking at those. The other thing I hope that you all received and were able to look at the Excel spreadsheet draft work plan that Marika was kind enough to prepare and send around for comments, for an idea, and it was I think a very good way of combining the basic elements of the mind map without including all of the text with the grid in trying to put together some ideas for how these various work groups and deliverables might be planned out over time. Obviously, it's not complete, but it's a place to start. And I guess the one thing that I'd like to accomplish going into the next work group call that's going to be this Wednesday is to focus on this grid in terms of any comments that anyone might have at this point on that grid, if it looks reasonable, if you have suggestions for improving it. There are a couple that I will make, but I wanted to see if anyone else on the call had any comments on that, if you had a chance to take a look at it. Mary?
Yes, thanks, Michael. Yeah, while others are thinking about it, you know, I was looking at this in between the last call you and I were on and this one, and with respect to Chuck's suggestions and yours, you know, color coding and timeline, one thing that might make it easier is if we had, since it's an Excel spreadsheet, had a sheet for each subgroup such that this main table doesn't have all the details in it, but it does have the main deadlines.
That might be a really good way of doing it. I am not a expert user of Excel to know whether or not it may have that capability to have the contracted embedded tables within this so that we could do that using
right.
This form so that you can look at it in either view. That would be a great way of doing it, I think.
Yeah, so we can play around with it. I mean, Marika's way better at this stuff than I am, but I can start it and I can talk to her about it because, as I recall, I mean, the idea is to have in one place a reference tool for everybody. So actually mean they have to be on the same sheet, because then the sheet gets too unmanageable. You can't see the whole thing on your screen. So we'll try and manipulate in such a way that you can still have the same document with maybe different sheets or different tables and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be great if that could be worked out. The alternative that we were sort of talking about was having to go back and forth between the chart and the mind map to find out what you were doing, if it could be embedded and include the questions of the mind map or the various tasks that each of the work of the sub-teams is going to need to address. If that could be done on the chart, that would be excellent as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, yeah, I'll try and figure it out with Marika, because that was exactly what we were thinking, that, you know, flipping back and forth between the mind map and the chart can be very confusing very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me bring up the one thing that I had posited to Marika, and I think you were on the email, Mary. I'm not sure if you noted it. And that was a question of a couple things, the first being whether or not the way this is set up with the deliverables 0, B, 1, and then 2 through 4 all happening at the same time. It seemed to me, based on our earlier conversation and working on the mind map, that deliverable 0B really was something that was more, that should be looked at before delving into the actual deliverables of 1 through 4. So what I was looking at on the chart, and again, I'm just going with this general chart at this time, of moving deliverable 1 through 4, and then, of course, 5 as well, down after the 0B, and the 0B being something that hopefully it would happen more quickly, a sub-team presenting some information and having the full discussion of the work group follow that, just to have some common ground. And Mary, go ahead.
Right, Michael, and that was just to confirm what you've just said. Marika and I had a quick chat about this actually before she left, and really that was what we had in mind too. The way we looked at it, the discussions that this group has had and the mind map, was exactly that 0A and 0B go first. What she intended by these columns in the Excel spreadsheet was really just a starting point. So we were hoping, she and I, that you and the might be able to at least have some sense of perhaps an initial timeline for the rest of the group. So at least it's something for, you know, sub-team 0A and 0B to aim for. If we set, you know, whatever date after Buenos Aires, and then we're going to kick off, you know, deliverable 1 or 2 or whichever ones make more sense. And then that could lead this group to the other discussion as to, for all those other groups that are not 0A and 0B, should they... Is there a particular order that makes sense, or should some of them be running together?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And I am taking it from what you just said that the invitation would be to try to set up for 0A and 0B for us or for the work group as a whole to come up with some ideas on how long we think those two processes should take, and then whether or not it makes sense to have 1 through 4 working at the same time in parallel with each other. Is that what you were saying?
Right. And the reason why, you know, Marika and I were thinking along those lines is because this particular group that's meeting today, you folks probably have thought much more deeply, you know, about the overall timeline, as well as about the specifics in the mind map, more than the rest of the group. So our sense is that the rest of the group will probably be looking to you folks for guidance anyway. So you guys can come out and say, okay, you know, 0A and 0B, you guys go first, and you have, I don't know, a month and a half or 2 months. And then for all these other subgroups, here's the timeline that might make sense to kick this group off or that group off. I mean, our sense is that most of the rest of the group will probably be pretty that, and it will give us, you know, an idea of the timeline, the one that we talked about when this group last met, you know, whether we're being too ambitious or not ambitious enough. I mean,
right,
one thing, Mike.
Go ahead.
One thing, Michael, that you know this group might want to talk about today as well is that between now and Buenos Aires, and that's on this Excel spreadsheet, we haven't put another meeting for this sub-team in the first place, but secondly, the reason is because if you look at the week of 11th November, which is 2 weeks from now, we know that people will be traveling to Buenos Aires, and we know that some folks in this group and the working group are participating in a pre-meeting training. So, A, we don't know if this working group would be, or the sub-team would be able to meet again, and B, going back to what you and I were just saying about it, making for group 0A and 0B, that probably would have an impact as to when 0B starts, for example, or when both groups might end their work.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. I think the definitions do have to come first, and I don't know, you know, from that group, since its status at this point is all the members of it have been asked to select terms, and I must admit I have not selected my term yet, that each of us would work on coming up with a proposed definition and then bring those together. I don't know if that's going to be able to happen before Buenos Aires. I sort of believe that we might have draft proposals before Buenos Aires, but I don't think we'll have selected those at all. So starting B off right then would be difficult. And I do think that that has to wait until we have the common terminology. One thing, too, for the other participants on the call and for the record, one thing that leadership discussed today that we are going to try to do either before or at the Buenos Aires meeting is to present to the working group as a whole the proposals for the various sub-teams and to ask the members of the work group to give their preferences as to which sub-team they would prefer working on. So that we don't have anyone who's, you know, working on all three as overburdened, and also so that we're able to get the widest possible representation on those subgroups. So that's coming up. So one thing that's important for us is to identify and see if we agree on the subgroups, the subteams, and what they would be focusing on generally. On these. I don't know if we want to have a discussion on this call about timelines or if we should put that out and ask everyone to get in their ideas perhaps by the end of the day tomorrow by email so that we can put that together and see if we have any sort of range of dates for completing A and completing B that we might be able to plug into this. Does anyone want to discuss this online, or do you want to do it by email? And Mary, do you have a suggestion?
Actually, it was, I suppose, a related point, and I'd be interested in what this group thinks, because you know, if we look at the timeline after Buenos Aires, for folks in the U.S., it's Thanksgiving, and then we're into December, where for various people around the world, we're dealing with school holidays and Christmas. So if we go, it might be easier to set a timeline for at least an initial deliverable from Team A on the definitions. My sense is that for Team B, and if Team B kicks off only after Team A is done, then that will obviously have an impact on when Team B can be expected to have its initial proposals and then a knock-on effect for the other team. So it was really just making that general point.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I would think that at least the definitions that could be proposed should be able to come up with those relatively quickly. I don't know how long the discussion of them might go on. But from what you're saying, and just off the top of my head without any specific dates or a calendar in front of me, you would be looking at coming up perhaps with good proposed definitions by around the time of our Thanksgiving, so that's towards the end of November, with, you know, that quiet time of reflection and communication by email over the holidays, so that some fairly firm definitions could be arrived at before the new year, and that immediately after the new year, then perhaps that team B would be able to, you know, get to work, whether or not that's a sub-team or the working group as a whole. And that's a question that I would put to us all, whether or not reviewing the various materials and the questions that are in the mind map underlying deliverable 0B, whether or not that should be undertaken by a sub-team and brought back to the work group, or if it's something that the work group as a whole ought to have open discussion and debate on that. I'd be very interested in any ideas. My quick thought is that, if nothing else, some general statements might be made or proposed by a sub-team based on the materials and the understanding of the group and the discussions in Buenos Aires, and then presented to the work group as a whole, so that those might be discussed and sort of arrived at or understood, really more importantly, by early in the spring, and the actual then deliverable subgroups for 1 through 4 would be able to begin early in the spring to actually start their work. That's sort of what seems might be not unreasonable. And of course, all of these dates that would follow from A and B would be adjusted according to when A and B actually complete their work, be it early or later. But I don't think that would be an unrealistic sort of schedule to propose, at least to look at. Mary?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what, in my mind, I was thinking we might end up. I was wondering about, Michael, and I don't know if this is something that you could ask Maureen about, is whether it would be realistic for the definition sub-team to come up with at least an initial set of possible definitions, or even if it's just, you know, half finished, or, you know, 3 possible definitions of policy for discussion at Buenos Aires. Because if that's possible, then what could happen is that the team for 0B, you know, if they're also going to be asked to do more or less a general framework for the working group as a whole to then discuss, we might be able to kick them off a little bit earlier. And it might be helpful to them to at least have something to start with rather than waiting for a final set of definitions. So I was thinking that maybe the first line would be for the existing Team 0A to have at least something by Buenos Aires for discussion, and then possibly having, the working group meeting that follows from there, which we have here as 2nd of December, to try and see if there's some agreement so that we can at least send out a call for volunteers before the holidays. Although that might be too ambitious, so I'm just thinking out loud a little bit to try and see if that idea might have any traction. Because if not, then we're into January, obviously.
Right, and I'm afraid that's where I was putting it, but I think it would be good, although, you know, family and other things come into the forefront during that period, really between the end of November and the beginning of January. That's certainly a time during which people might be able to, you know, turn to the various materials, the charter, the organizing principles of GNSO itself, and be able to digest those over that period, even if they're not actively meeting.
Right.
But it would, yeah, and that way we wouldn't delay that. I think that would be a great idea. Were you going to be sending an email to Maureen, or was that... Jay Scott, I guess, was going to do that, wasn't he?
Yeah, Jay Sky mentioned he was going to do that. And so, you know, after that call with the chairs, I had just taken another look at this timeline. And, you know, I could ping him and ask him to suggest, too, that maybe that sub-team could at least in Buenos Aires. Because my concern is that if we don't have any definitions to discuss in Buenos Aires, then, like we said, the following week is Thanksgiving in the United States. And then we're into December, that really not much would happen at all. Until January. So if we at least had something by Buenos Aires or thereabouts, then as we go into the end of the year holidays, people can look at it, digest it at their leisure. We may end up not having one or both, at least one of the December meetings, but at least maybe by January there'll be something substantive for the working group to come back to, at least for Team 0A.
Yeah, I think that might be important. I do note, you know, other than that initial email, I haven't seen anything else from Maureen. I haven't seen that anyone else has raised their hand for specific definitions. So I guess that's something that maybe needs a bit of prodding. I don't know. I was a little bit leery about volunteering for any of them, frankly, waiting to see what was left. But maybe... maybe I could do that in raising my hand for one of the terms, also ask Maureen about that by email. Because I think if that's going to happen, I think it's something that has to be discussed in the work group meeting on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cheryl, I see a check mark. I wonder if that means that you sort of agree with trying to push things forward, as Mary was discussing.
Actually, yeah, I'll drop that check mark now and speak to it if you like. Thank you. I think if we can get some meaningful work done at Buenos Aires, and that means making sure people have allocated themselves to that early set of tasks between now and then we will continue on. Otherwise, the likelihood, and it just is human nature, getting anything done during mid to late December, and in some cases, particularly in parts of Asia, earlier in the first part of the following calendar year, can be very challenging. But if we follow, as Mary suggested, to have something where people can operate at a more leisurely pace but continue moving forward, then that will work. But I think we probably need to do a call to get people more involved as soon as possible. Thank you.
Right. I think that may be, you know, especially with that sub-team, to understand that everything that comes after is going to be based on what they do. And perhaps one thing that we ought to try to accomplish Wednesday, Mary, is in having a revised working group plan and bringing everyone up to date on where this subteam is part of that meeting, will be part of the agenda. We can put forward some dates in this and use it as either the carrot or the prod. I'm not sure which one it would be, but to actually have some dates and say, this is what we think would be realistic. Tell us why we're wrong, especially with A and B, and then place the others after that. I wonder, again, whether or not this is something that I should put out there for email over the next couple of days, comments on... sub-team for 0B, if that should be sub-team or everyone talking. I think, personally, if we have people sign up by Buenos Aires on these various sub-teams, that might be enough to get us starting to move ahead on these. Mary?
Right. Thanks, Michael. I was going to suggest, I suppose, that if you're going to touch base with Maureen about having at least something by Buenos Aires, I can certainly add. And if this group today can come to agreement that we could kick off Team Zero B at some point around then or slightly later, and maybe take up the question that you had, Michael, about the other sub-teams and their deliverables, I could put all that into this tool, which we could then circulate to the whole working group for Wednesday.
That'd be great.
Okay. So the idea would be to actually utilize the Buenos Aires meeting to form that Zero B work team, correct? Is that part of what you were saying, Mary?
Sorry, I was on mute. that's just a suggestion, but obviously, one of the things, Michael, as you know, we were talking about on the chairs call is that this is a very, I'm sure Cheryl and Holly will attest. We do want to get folks started while they're keen, and we want to get them into different sub-teams because we don't want the same people to be in every sub-team. That would be pretty bad for the people concerned, I think.
Right.
So if we at least had an initial target date of Buenos Aires, and as the chairs were discussing just now, that if on Wednesday people are alerted to the fact that there are going to be these sub-teams and perhaps here's roughly when we expect them to kick off, and then if folks had a couple of weeks to think about which ones they wanted to join, that would be a nice confluence, I think.
Okay, I think that I agree with that. I think you and I, let's put our hands, I will put my hands to putting some dates in and revising this chart a little bit to go in that direction. I'm not going to try, and this was one of my questions I was going to bring up, was whether or not we should populate the chart with the various questions and the tasks that are set out in the mind map. But I think if we can find out if we can do embedded information or charts, I would like to avoid putting that information into this chart because then it would be unreadable. But in terms of putting the dates together, let me take a look and see if I can do that later today and get it off to you. And put together a list of sub-teams that we would have asking people to sign up for, which leads me to the other question I did want to cover today, and that is in the in mind map itself. I think we all sort of agreed going forward that it would not be bad to have some of these deliverable sub-teams working in tandem because they're actually working on slightly different topics. They may be compatible with each other, but as long as we have the basic principles, they can go forward. And we had separated that into deliverable 1 and then deliverable 2 through 4. But my question... my thought was that deliverable 4, which is guidance on how GNSO implementation review teams, as defined by the PDP manual, are expected to function and operate, that might be a separate sub-team from 2 and 3. Deliverable 2 is to develop a framework for implementation-related discussions associated with GNSO policy recommendations. And then deliverable 3 is developing the criteria to be used to determine when an action should be addressed by a policy process and when it should be considered implementation. 2 and 3 seem to me to go perfectly together, sort of when should it be implementation and or when is something, can it be considered implementation and what should that consist of? 1 is really... Deliverable 1, going back, is really looking at development of policy and policy guidance and developing consensus policy. So that's on the policy side. 2 and 3, really, we're looking at an implementation type of concerns. And then 4 seemed to me, although the function in the end would be supporting both policy and implementation and seeing how implementation was working, because it was combining policy and implementation and sort of setting up some guidance on how that whole process might be viewed by a review panel or something, it seemed to me that four should be, could and perhaps should be separated out from two and three. So that was my thought, so that what we would actually have, once we got the set of general principles, then one would be a subteam, two and three would be a subteam, and four would be a separate subteam. And that was something that I thought might be proposed or inserted into this proposed work plan going forward. And I wondered if anyone had any thoughts on that, objections or insight that I may have missed. It seemed to me that dividing up into those three work groups, we avoid having one of them that is really, really given an awful lot to handle, and also can get the three things done and brought back to the work group as a whole in a more expeditious manner. Mary?
Michael, I don't have a particular opinion on that. I think that's for this group to recommend. I guess it's more of a question than of two things. One is of timing, whether you see of the yellow tabs here, so we're just not talking about four working groups, four subteams, but three. Which ones of those work in parallel, or is one dependent on a prior group finishing its work? So that's one question. And I guess secondly, then, going back to something you said on the email, in terms of providing guidance to each of these groups, we have all those different sets of questions in green, so it might be useful for this subteam to, at some point, maybe not necessarily today, but at some point, be able to break down those questions for each group.
Right. I think that would be useful to actually take a look at the breakdown of those questions. I'd have to go back a step to see if they were overlapping for all three of those work groups, for example, two through four, or if they were separate. I do know that there was quite a bit of overlap that was going on. My thought is that, at least initially, those three sub-teams could set out and begin their work at the same time. I think the sub-team working on deliverable four, however, would also have to wait until one and the other two work teams were completed, their work was presented to the work group as a whole, and that went out to the community and finalized before the deliverable four could be finalized. So that one would probably be the longer lasting as a sub-team. Cheryl?
Thanks for that. Oh, sorry, I was on mute for obvious reasons. The bird chorus got louder, now the dog chorus is getting louder. But I just wanted to jump in here and agree with what you're saying, Mary and Michael, because I think if we start them all off at the same time, so they're running pretty much in parallel, it is for that particular one that with the deliverable four that will have to have greater longevity. The other thing is, even though they're working in parallel, it doesn't mean that they can't duck and weave with each other and that they don't necessarily have to take their component parts of their work in a mandatory order as it is in the mind map here. So I'd like to see that there is some clear coordination as well between these sub-teams. From a logistics point of view, I had suggested that one good way of managing just manning a number of sub-teams is to have in any given month a sub-team, and it's rather nice that we happen to have three sub-teams and a committee of the whole, because that leaves a week for each. So you can have an opportunity for feedback to happen between subgroups, between one meeting and the next. The other thing is you may want to have an ex officio member, be it a particular person from the leadership team on each of the subgroups, just to feed back into that higher level management, so we don't lose what might be a desirable synchronicity on something. But I'm quite sure that whilst their work will be able to run in parallel, there will be some stuff that will be better to be held off until a piece of information is fed in from another sub-team. But I think if we run them week about in any month and we have proper coordination, even if it's just an ex officio role for one of the leaders, that would be fine. Thanks.
Yeah, Cheryl, it's Michael. I think that's an excellent idea, and I think we did discuss, and I can't recall if it was amongst ourselves here or in leadership, that what we would want to do is to have one of the co-chairs or one of the vice chairs on each of those work groups, and as you say, that way they would be able to communicate as well with each other in the leadership meetings to make sure everything is still being coordinated. And I do very much like the idea of, having those meetings and then also having the work group as a whole so that, if a particular sub-team has a question for another, where are you, what did you think about this, that we'd be able to have that communication going well. And then also at the same time, not burden anyone by the necessity of attending a meeting a week or even a meeting every 2 weeks necessarily. But then hopefully each person would be having, perhaps two meetings in a month and actually getting some work done in between. I think that would be great. And it would take a lot of burden off of the work group as a whole. So thank you. I think that would be good. The one thing that I guess we need to address going forward, because I can, I haven't heard any objection, I'm going to posit that we're going to break work group four out, have that run in parallel, but also plan for that running longer.
Longer, yep.
Yeah, than the others. Put some dates into that. The one thing that would be very useful would be if members of this sub-team, if we could have, how many would we have then? One, two, three, four. I guess we'll have five different sub-teams to try to put together, and am I getting ahead of myself, Mary? Because I'm thinking that I wanted to try and put together, as you were saying, some of the questions that they would have to address. Maybe that's sort of addressed in the mind map. I'm wondering how that might be prepared so that it'd be a bit easier looking at going into Buenos Aires. And because if we're asking people to sign up for these, we're going to have to be able to express to them these are the things that sub-team is going to handle. Cheryl, did you want to say something else, or hands still up?
Yeah, I just wanted to jump in on that and say, I agree with you. I think that's a necessary plan. But having worked on an awful number of sub-teams over the years, I can guarantee they will spend the first little while redefining everything that we think we've defined for them before they get in. And having to go around a couple of circuits to establish what their shared knowledge and agreement on terms and things are. So I wouldn't get too deep in the weeds on putting out the questions. The mind map, it certainly does. I think we can extract from the mind map and maybe add a little bit of depth and colour if needs be. But however much prep work you do for them, they'll bloody well do what they want anyway.
I agree wholeheartedly, and as you're saying that, I was thinking then what we need to do is to have people draft these who have had teenage children that we have tried to convince to do anything, and you realize that, yes, reverse psychology is a valid approach to life. I wonder if anyone on the call would like to volunteer. I'll call on Mary before I ask this and do it, but think about this. If you'd like to volunteer to handle putting together information for one of the sub-teams in terms of defining the questions, and it's basically taking the information we've already broken out and putting it together in a little package. Mary?
Right. So I was just thinking, Michael, about your question. Well, first of all, I should say I agree with you and Cheryl about typical sub-team behavior. I've been on my fair share as a member of the communities, and I'm seeing it somewhat on the other side, but some things never change. But having said that, I think in terms of what you said, Michael, if we want to get people to sign up at or shortly after Buenos Aires, it would be very helpful to give people a sense not just of when the group that they are thinking of signing up for would start, but also what sorts of questions they'd be expected to deal with, even if those get redefined, and thirdly, how long that work might take. And I think in answering the third question, this group may have to go through the second, as in breaking out those questions in green, which I think are the ones from the charter anyway. So think about this, and I'm happy to do it if you'd like me to. One thing I did want to ask the group, which, and it seemed like a good time to do it, is if you look at the timetable between now and Buenos Aires, what with travel and so forth, I don't think this group has another meeting scheduled, or if it does, that it is a meeting that I'm not sure would take place or not. So, Michael, I don't know how you want to handle it going forward. I think we have enough right now to present to the whole working group on Wednesday, because I don't know that we necessarily have to have all the timelines and all the questions broken out for each deliverable by then. But it's really a question of between now and Buenos Aires, what this sub-team would like to achieve and when you'd like to do it.
Well, I'm sort of, Michael, I'm sort of a mind that if we can move ahead, if I can get this revised and send it out, if we can get the questions plugged in, not the questions, but the descriptions of the work and the questions that are going to be dealt with by the various sub-teams in writing, I don't know that we need to have another meeting of this group, but we certainly can work on it through next week by email. I would be happy to do that. If we want to, if we would prefer to, you know, have those revisions, take a look at them, and meet one more time, and that would have to be next week, I guess. I would be amenable to that as well. Cheryl, did you have a comment or hand still up? I think Cheryl's hand is just still up.
Sorry, Michael. It takes so long for them to do the little, your line is in talk mode, this is what you do, your line, and you want to get out of talk mode. You know, the conversation's gone on by the time you've unmuted. No, I haven't put my hand down. But I'm wondering, do we not just bite the bullet and, you know, just do it, and whatever is done out of Wednesday is all there is before the calls go out and we all deal with Buenos Aires. But I'll just go with the flow on that one, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And actually, I'm just looking at the version that you have up of the mind map that you have up here. It's actually the next to the last version that we had, because there was a further breakout that we did, Mary. I'll send you a copy of that, where we had actually taken that first general question was what was going to be asked or answered within the deliverable, and these others are really the sub-questions that are suggestions that might be addressed in order to make that, to answer that question.
And Michael, now that you pointed out, I just looked at it. It's just 14th October, so maybe I was, that's what I was looking at going, did something change? Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, that was the only basic change in it, but I think that sort of makes it easier to have shorter descriptions of these. And short of pulling people on the phone call, if you all don't mind, Mary and I can send out assignments. Unless any of you have a favorite sub-team you would like to write a very brief description of what it is and the questions that it's going to be addressed, and you have the mind map to work from and also the earlier materials that we had to work from if you want. But if anyone has a particular one, fine. Otherwise, we'll send out assignments and look for this to be done hopefully by Wednesday, I would think. Not hearing any objection, that's what we will do. Let's see what else I had down here. The one other thing, just so everybody knows, I was just going to say very quickly what the plan was for Buenos Aires. And unfortunately, I will not be attending. I'm not looking at the list. Cheryl, are you going to be there?
Yes, I will be. My time is not very much my own, but, with Natalie and others, we can usually in a few things into my calendar. Julia and Natalie usually micromanage me fairly well in the absence of Gisela. So the answer is yes, but not just hanging about the corridors making the place look attractive. I'm kind of booked. I can certainly, present it at anything and be there to do a yay team as required.
That may be great, or you can also feed me comments on the facial expressions when we're doing this.
I'll run a little video back channel for you, though.
Well, somebody will wonder why the computer's turned around.
That's what tablets are for, silly.
As I understand it, there are actually going to be two points at which the work group is going to be either presenting or having a meeting. One is a brief presentation on Saturday for the GNSO Council from 11:15 to 11:45. I think that simply at this point will be a report on where we are, what our plans are. A lot of that will be based on this chart, I think, as well, and just reporting those results. I haven't talked with Chuck, who's going to be on the ground in terms of what he wants to do with that. We may talk about that on Wednesday. The other meeting and the actual meeting of the work group is going to take place on Wednesday then, and that is from 4:45 to 6:15 later in the day. And at that time, they are going to want a presentation from this group. I'll try and do it what I can remotely, and then Mary, you or Marika, hopefully, will be able to help out on the ground as well. The most important thing for that will be, having these materials available, probably be sent out ahead of time, I would hope. And then also, as I said, the initial thought would be with a schedule asking people to actually sign up for preferences for sub-teams. And then finally, the set of directed questions that sort of came up with based on our discussions for Buenos Aires have been whittled down so that they're going to be, one will be on looking at the terms that are already being defined, whether or not there are additional terms that should be defined, and three other questions. And if you have the list that I had sent out of questions, they're actually questions 8, 9, and 10. 8 just asking if there are experts in the area that might be useful to talk to. We'll combine into that question 5, which is just looking at what resources might be available for the discussion of policy and such. Then 9, which I think would be the most interesting, and that is identifying particularly successful or unsuccessful examples of ICANN GNSO policy development or policy implementation to spark one recognition, and then 2, discussion on how those things can be avoided or encouraged in the future. Of course, avoiding unsuccessful and encouraging successful. And then finally, the question of what the relationship should be between the work group, ICANN board, the GAC, the community, stakeholders, ACs and SOs, WGs, staff, and administrators in regard to the various issues of policy development, implementation planning, programs, implementation and policy, the whole ball of wax, basically. And between addressing those questions, I think it's felt that we have more than enough to discuss within those 90 minutes and get people signed up for the various sub-teams. And perhaps the best thing to do, Mary, I guess this would be my suggestion going back to Jay Scott for the meeting and Chuck for the meeting in Buenos Aires, is perhaps the best time to actually ask them to sign up would be after these discussions, which I imagine will be lively and might get people thinking about what questions they want to deal with. So.
Right, and this is Mary, Michael. So if we start discussing those questions, which are very meaty and interesting this week, as we were saying on the chair's call, it's not clear yet whether there will be a working group meeting on the 11th of November, which, and if not, it will mean that discussions presumably will continue in Buenos Aires as well. So I think that will dovetail very well with this sub-team's plan to have the different sub-teams more defined by thinking
right.
about exactly which group they'd like to contribute to.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Can you do something for me, Marika, Mary, or whoever? I really don't mind. It would be extremely useful in Buenos Aires, or coming up to Buenos Aires, more to the point, if blocks of time, so if we've got a fair approximation of when the time for reporting on the Saturday to GNSO is going to be, and also this Wednesday session, which, if my timing is correct, I've already seen a clash with not one but 2 other meetings that I'm supposed to be in. If we could do some iCal so it actually gets into my calendar really early, so I'm
sure.
only double as opposed to triple or quadruple booked, that would be nice.
For sure, that's possible. You're almost always triple or more than that booked. But I will work with Julia and Natalie after this call to make sure that's in your calendar.
Yeah, if you feed, they've got access to my calendar. So if you feed them the times and make sure they sort of do it, but as it is, if I'm correct, you did say it was a 4:30 start on the Wednesday, Michael?
4:45.
Okay, well, that will be slightly easier. That means, yeah, it still clashes with NOMCOM meeting with ATRT 2, and, of course, the CCNSO Council meeting is still continuing. So it's always going to be the way, but we can micromanage as long as they're in there.
Right, I think I had seen some conflict with ART 2. Other people as well.
And that is to be avoided, to be honest.
Okay, then I will send out the materials, and Mary, I will send you a draft revision of the chart to work from, and maybe some dates within that for you. And we will also send out to everyone within the sub-team, especially those not on the call, assignments for working on some brief descriptions of the sub-teams.
That sounds good, Michael.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you very much, all, and talk with you all soon at the big meeting.
Okay, mate. Bye.
Okay. Bye now.
Michael, to be